Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Well, NASCAR's got an intriguing history with our region, but in recent years, it's been absent. The Cup Series came to Portland Speedway in the 1950s. Several prominent NASCAR drivers have come from our area, including Greg Biffle from Washington, Chad Little, Herschel McGriff. But the NASCAR Xfinity Series is coming into the Pacific Northwest. They got a Portland date coming up June 4th, standalone event. First national race series there since, I think it's been 22 years. Here to talk about it, Jerry Jensen. He's the general manager of the NASCAR Xfinity race, joining us now. How are you doing, Jerry? Where are you today?
Hey, great. Hey, I'm doing well, John. I'm actually working out of my home office today, but we've got a lot of activity going on at the track as well. I'm just dotting a lot of I's and crossing T's and back and forth on emails and phone calls, but appreciate you squeezing me in and excited to be on the show.
You bet. June 4th, it's approaching, and I know for some people, for race fans, it probably can't get here quickly enough, but for you, like, you're getting ready for this thing. Like, you don't want to throw the wedding before the wedding. So, you know, what's left to be done?
Well, you know what? We're making it look like a NASCAR track more than anything else. You know, we've got the suites going up for a number of our clients and sponsors, and also, you know, we'll be installing a lot of track signage, you know. So, again, you know, we're going to be live on Fox TV, and, you know, PIR is an awesome facility, but, you know, we do tend to dress it up a bit, you know, when we've got a major race in town. So it's, you know, it just creates the whole atmosphere. It looks great, and, you know, it's going to be a good time.
Give us an idea, because, you know, initially when this was announced, you know, I had people go, hey, it's NASCAR. This is great. This is, you know, they're getting a foot in the door here. It's Xfinity Series. Like, people inside the sport were going, oh, but it's Xfinity. Help the casual fan who maybe has never seen anything like this that might want to come out and check it out, Jerry. Sell it to them.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, the Xfinity Series is really awesome to watch. And, you know, it's seriously one of the most competitive series on the planet. So, you know, basically what the Xfinity Series is, I don't want to call it a feeder series because that's not correct. I mean, it's a top-level racing series in its own right. But maybe you want to consider it, it's not only the future stars of the Cup Series, because it's kind of essentially part of the progress that all of them have gone through is through the Xfinity Series. But also you get a lot of Cup guys that also do jump back in and do the Xfinity Series just because it is so much fun and it is so competitive. And, you know, all the excitement you see in a Cup Series, you're going to at least see that with the Xfinity Series as well.
Give me an idea, because I initially said June 4th. It's actually Friday, June 3rd, Saturday, June 4th, 2 days. What's the difference between what people might see on Friday versus Saturday? And if they grab the two-day pass, what would they be seeing each day?
Well, Friday is practice. So the Xfinity Series will be out Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And then they'll be out qualifying actually at 5 o'clock Friday evening. So we're kind of billing that as a happy hour. Come on out for the Xfinity Series qualifying thing. Saturday is going to be the main day. You know, the race kicks off at 1:30, but we also have the ARCA Stock Car Series will be running as well. So they've got a practice at noon, practice and qualifying, and then they actually have a race following the Xfinity Series at 4:30. So Saturday is definitely going to be an action-packed day between ARCA and Xfinity, but, you know, I think coming out on Friday and actually getting the taste and seeing what these guys are all about with the Xfinity Series, I mean, that's going to be a fun day, especially watching qualifying with them.
You look at the geography of what NASCAR is trying to do, and it kind of makes sense to me. I mean, there's a void here in the Pacific Northwest. Is Portland a bridge to more races? Could the track right here in Portland feature, a larger slate of races in the future?
Well, you know, certainly that's something that we're taking a look at. You know, the track itself, again, is in fabulous condition. And again, and just as you talked about, it is. I mean, if you look at a map of the entire U.S., for all the races and activity that go on throughout the country, you do see there's a big hole up here in the Pacific Northwest. And, I mean, we'll take it one step at a time. I mean, we'll kind of see where this goes with Xfinity. But certainly, I think it's very viable that down the road there certainly could be more races up here at PIR.
Yeah, and look, I'm looking at the schedule, too. On Saturday, the gates open at 8 o'clock in the morning. Racing starting around 10 a.m., runs all the way through, really quitting time after 5 o'clock. By the time that final race is done, that is a big day of racing. In your mind, how long has it been since we've seen something like this right here in Portland?
Well, you know, the IndyCar race is here in September, so that's certainly a major national / international event as well. But I mean, in terms of NASCAR, you talked about it earlier. It's been 22 years since we've had one of the major NASCAR national series here. So when I say national series, you have the truck series, you have the Xfinity series, and you have the Cup series. So all three of those are what are considered the major league series of NASCAR. So it's been 22 years. And I got to tell you, I mean, the excitement from the day we announced it has just been off the charts. I mean, in terms of ticket sales, fans, interest, and particularly corporate sponsors, we've had a number step up, you know, literally right after we announced, you know, including Pacific Office Automation that's right here in Portland, as well as several others, you know, that just really wanted to be a part of NASCAR. And they're certainly understanding all the excitement about what NASCAR really means. And it's just great to see that it's back in the Pacific Northwest.
Jerry Jensen is our guest, general manager of the NASCAR Xfinity race happening right here in Portland. June 4th, the big race day, practice sessions on June 3rd. I've been on the track in one of those champ cars, man. It was a lot of fun, Jerry. I'm glad that you're not inviting media to race on the track again, because I think, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to do that again, but it was a thrill. Give us an idea. I've never watched one of these races as a fan. You know, what are you expecting? Is this something that you expect, like, you know, are you going to get a different audience than you see for, like, a Grand Prix, or will you get pretty much just people who are into motorsports come and support and watch?
Well, so we're really getting all of the above. You know, we're certainly getting the diehard NASCAR fans that have been clamoring to have a race here in Portland or the Pacific Northwest. But we're also seeing some crossover from people who are interested in IndyCar or sports cars or anything that are just really excited about NASCAR in general. I mean, they all want to see what this spectacle is going to be all about. And I got to tell you, John, I mean, we're going to have 36 Xfinity cars here, and you've been to PIR before, so we're going to have 36 of them all trying to get through turn one at the same time. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of passing throughout the race, and it's certainly going to be a fun one to watch. And I think any motorsport fan, I think any NASCAR fan, and just people that want to come out and maybe help celebrate the launch of summer, it's going to be a great event, you know, for kids, family, everybody.
If people want to get tickets, how do they get tickets?
Best to go to NASCARPortland.com, and I always like to say that kids 12 and under are free. So we really encourage families to come on out.
I love that. All right, Jerry, I really appreciate you popping on the show. I've been asking our listeners about a celebrity brush that they may have had. Have you ever found yourself on a plane, in an airport, in a restaurant, looked up and went, whoa, there's so-and-so. Who's that person?
Oh, my gosh. I really can't tell you. I kind of run across a lot of people all the time, but
I know.
Just being involved with racing for so long, it's like, I don't know. I remember I was going through Houston one time, and there was obviously a basketball player, and I got to tell you, I can't remember who it was.
But if I had
been a race car driver, I would have gosh, oh my gosh, that's who it is.
Yeah, but I gotta think, like, Like, you wouldn't get starstruck, I don't think, by a driver, would you? Because that's the world you're in.
Yeah, and you know, the neat thing about drivers is they're all just down to earth. I mean, and that's the cool thing. I mean, you could be sitting right across from one at an airport and you strike up a conversation, and you know, they're just like the neatest, most down to earth people. And I think you know, come on out to the race and you're going to see that they're out for a good time, but they're also professionals as well.
I love that. All right, for people interested, NASCARPortland.com. Jerry Jensen, GM of the NASCAR Xfinity race. Thank you. Good luck to you in June.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, John.
All right, there's Jerry Jensen. Race coming up. Obviously, you've got the NASCAR Xfinity Series race coming to Portland, and then coming up in September, the Grand Prix of Portland at Portland International Raceway. I want you to leave it here. Anna's going to pop into the studio. I'll ask her about her celebrity brush. And we're going to get a book report on today's show. I'll tell you more about that coming up.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
A really weird news story coming out of Major League Baseball in the last 24 hours. Major League Baseball has now suspended Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson for one game. Baseball says it did so because of quote-unquote inappropriate comments that he made to Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson on Saturday. Anna's popped into the studio. We're going to talk about this a little bit. Josh Donaldson was fined as well, an undisclosed amount. He is appealing the punishment. Major League Baseball investigated. What's not in question and what's weird about this story, Anna, is nobody disputes what happened. Nobody's disputing what was said. The dispute and the debate is around whether or not a suspension is warranted, whether or not what was said was racist, or was it just poor form, or was it just nothing? Best that I can tell and the best that I can piece this together from reading several stories today and also listening to Donaldson's comments, Donaldson acknowledged that he called Anderson Jackie. It's a nod to Jackie Robinson, who broke the Major League Baseball color barrier in 1947, as we know. But he called him Jackie in the first inning of their game on Saturday. And it caused a problem. Anderson is black. He said he was offended by the comment. He said it was disrespectful and unnecessary. Tony La Russa, the White Sox manager, said it was racist. It caused benches to clear over the weekend. Donaldson's white. Donaldson said that the Jackie comment was made in reference to a 2019 interview that Anderson did with Sports Illustrated, in which he described himself as today's Jackie Robinson. And he said, quote, I'm getting to a point where I need to change the game, end quote. Donaldson says he's given Anderson a hard time about the Jackie comment in the past. Didn't see the problem with it. I'll let Donaldson speak for himself. Here's Josh Donaldson, his full explanation.
All right, so first inning I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson, you know. So, you know, if something has changed from that, like my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we've played, there's been multiple times where I've tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Like today, just trying to defuse it. Like, hey, like make light. Like, hey, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful. And look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner. And, you know, that's really, that's what happened.
Anderson and Donaldson exchanged words on the field early in the game. It escalated in the fifth inning when the White Sox catcher confronted Donaldson as he stepped into the batting box. Then benches cleared. And then, you know, there was a whole bunch of, you know, people, you know, pretending that they wanted to fight. Please hold me back. Please hold me back. What do you make of this, Anna? What's your knee-jerk reaction to this?
Initially, my reaction to anything like this is of hesitation of like, wait, what's really going on here? Was this really that big of a deal? So that's like the cynic in me saying, are we making too much out of this? Is media actually part of the problem and, you know, fanning the flame of what's happening here? But then as I read more about it, I think it's important to remember the context of Anderson's quote calling himself Jackie Robinson, because it came in an article that is framed around the isolation that he actually feels as a black man playing a sport that is largely played and managed and governed by white men. So even though, you know, the one player thought that he thought that there was this was kind of a long running joke between the two of them, I think that context is important. And also the fact that going into the game, it's not like the two were necessarily on friendly terms.
Major League Baseball, let me just give you the breakdown of MLB players by race currently. 57.5% white, 31.9% Hispanic, 7.7% black, 3% Asian. So you do have players who were born in the United States, 525 players born in the U.S. too, by the way, nationality-wise. Dominican Republic is second at 90. It's interesting because I went the other way with it.
Which is?
I want to believe Josh Donaldson when he says he was just giving Anderson a hard time.
Yeah.
Because I do think, like, if you're going to refer to yourself, you can't refer to yourself as Jackie Robinson. You can't. There's not another Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, but Anderson did.
I think it's disrespectful to Jackie Robinson for anybody to say, I'm Jackie Robinson. And I don't mean it by, like, I don't think it's disrespectful at all if he had said, I'm going to be the next Babe Ruth. Because what Jackie Robinson did in 1947 is unmatched. Mm-hmm. No one can ever be a Jackie Robinson again.
Yeah.
Like, I get, in theory, like, if you're giving an interview, hey, I'm going to bring fun back to the game. Jackie Robinson faced death threats. He walked out to the field for that first game thinking he might get shot, mm-hmm. and he had a baseball game to play. And he was dealing with racism that was overt in his face, death threats. You know, it wasn't just one game. It was a season. It was multiple years. I just think there's no equivalent to Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
There's no equivalent to Jesse Owens. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never going to, it transcends athletics.
Yeah.
It's sociological.
Mm-hmm.
It's cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Historical.
Right.
So I do think if you're on a team and you say, I'm the next Jackie Robinson, you are opening yourself for ridicule.
Okay.
I wonder if he was just trying to mock him. I don't know his heart, though.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Because right. If there was any part of his heart, if it's laced with, you know, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, basically call you black,
mm-hmm.
then we're having a different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that is really the heart of most of these kind of issues is there's one side of it, which is the words that are said, and then there's the other side, which is the intent. And like you're saying, the heart of somebody, you know, so I want to believe like you, I want to believe that he was just kind of ribbing him and that the race wasn't so much a factor in his comment? Because if Anderson had, like you said, if he was saying, like, I'm going to be the next Babe Ruth, or I feel like I'm Babe Ruth, or he said he was like...
And they call him Babe.
Hey, Babe. They call him Babe.
Hey, Babe.
You know, just to kind of tease him or goad at him. Because it sounds like they were kind of jawing at each other throughout the game.
Yeah.
Then I could see that. And that's fine. That's fair game. But it is complicated when you bring race into the
game. And here's the other thing. When you start involving, and I only point out kind of the racial breakdown of the league. You're involving all the people on the team. Mm-hmm. I could see the dugout getting more upset by it.
Because
they're not going to understand even the context of he's trying to, you know, give him a hard time for saying he's the next Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
But
isn't that the case, though? Like, don't you find a lot of the times these days that people who get in trouble for making statements, whether they are targeting, you know, race issues or gender issues, whatever it may be, a lot of the time these days, they may not actually have, like, ill intent, but it is because of the context of things and just kind of where we are at now as a society that certain things, when they are said, we simply cast and say, that is not acceptable. Like, you should know better.
Yeah, and it goes beyond that, too, because you've got, you know, fans at Yankee Stadium who are chanting Jackie. Second game of the doubleheader yesterday, White Sox beat the Yankees 5-0. So here we're a day after the incident where Anderson and Donaldson go after it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans at Yankee Stadium are chanting Jackie at him. He hits a home run, and then as he's rounding the bases, he's taunting back, like, shh, putting his finger over his lips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to believe that when people are mocking him, that they're not doing it because, you know, it would be different if he never referred to himself as Jackie Robinson, mm-hmm. and they were, like, basically saying, we recognize that you're black, and we're going to chant Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't he bring that on himself by saying, I am Jackie, I'm the next Jackie Robinson?
Yeah, but I get... In the article, what he was saying, he's saying that, you know, there is still a pervasive lack of diversity within the management of baseball, even though, you know, the color of baseball has shifted over time and decades, and there is more, you know, ethnicities represented now. I think what he was saying is that some of the issues that existed in the time of Jackie Robinson, there's still work to do.
Yeah, I think that what he said to what was said, calling him Jackie, poor form at face value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming his heart comes from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Just poor form.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't, you know, like, and by the way, he did it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is he, like, 6 years old? You know, there's a maturity thing there that I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
Even when I hear him explain it, I'm like, okay, I get it, but what, you know, you did it like years ago and you're still doing it?
Uh-huh.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's a hostile work environment, like we're in sports here.
Yeah.
But give me a break. I also feel like it's just poor form, but I also feel like you probably shouldn't compare yourself to Jackie Robinson. Everybody should give a nod to Jackie,
mm-hmm.
but if you're comparing yourself to Jackie Robinson, I think you are opening yourself for a little bit of criticism. Are you not?
Probably.
You know, I don't know if there's an equivalent. I'm, like, searching for an equivalent. I can't find one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like, trying to put myself in someone's shoes.
I don't imagine if my own sibling had... You know, let's just, you know, assume, like, you know, I'm his brother, okay?
Right.
We're in a family, and he says that?
Right.
I'm texting him after going, Jackie, really? Like,
right.
You know, and I'm proud of you, but come on.
Yeah.
You're not Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Nobody's Jackie Robinson.
Help me out, though. I mean, in baseball, there's a lot of trash talking, right?
Yeah.
On the field?
There's
a lot of jawing at one another during play. So... I mean, that's just part of the sport, baseball and football.
And the Yankee fans are going, you know what? It's disrespectful that Tim Anderson compared himself to Jackie. Jackie broke the color barrier. All Anderson ever did was break a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an extreme exaggeration. Like, I do think that, you know, you've got cases across sports where black players still today deal with racism. It's not, there's no difference between, there's no such thing as fake racism. It's racism, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to say Jackie dealt with real racism and Anderson doesn't, but right. Jackie dealt with the possibility that he was going to get shot on the field. And I doubt that Anderson or any other player today walks onto the field going, I might get shot today. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, Jackie still walked out there and did it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I wrong? Peter Sampson, how do you read this?
Man, Anderson's a great player, but until I see him steal home against a right-handed pitcher, he can't compare himself to Jackie Robinson. Come on now.
I get it.
You've been thinking about that for a while.
Sean,
you just came right
Sean,
out
Sean, what
that.
Do you make of this?
Yeah, it's certainly it's a little bit of a complex issue. I think that, you know, to begin with, it sounds like Donaldson and Anderson have kind of a history in the past of kind of like joking with one another. So I kind of do believe the sincerity behind, you know, Donaldson's side of the story. So when I heard the entire clip that you played, I kind of found myself empathizing with him a little bit and wanting to hear Anderson's side of the story and, you know, why there was this confusion here between the dynamic here.
Tony La Russa, I don't think he's the best source on this one because he's Donaldson's manager and he's going to take his guy's side, but he said it was racist. Is it racist or is it just, poor form?
I mean, it could be. Potentially. It depends on the context. And right. obviously we weren't in that conversation, that little dust up, you know, on the field. But just what I've read about the article, you know, I mean, you compared yourself to Jackie Robinson because you said, you know, it's time for you to make your change on the game. I don't know, man. You compare yourself to one of the greatest of all time, not to mention the horrible once in a lifetime, we hope, situation that Jackie Robinson went to. I think Anderson opened himself up to it. I hope, again, that there's nothing behind that.
You know, it's interesting, too, because Anderson, who had been suspended previously by Major League Baseball for mm-hmm. using a racial slur, even though he... You know, he got hit by a pitch and he used the N-word and called the opposing pitcher the N-word. Okay?
Okay.
And he got suspended by Major League Baseball. This was back in, right around the time this article was published in 2019. Because I went back and I was looking through it and I was like, wait a minute. Anderson got suspended for one game uh-huh. for calling the pitcher who was white uh-huh. the N-word.
Uh-huh.
So Major League Baseball said, hey, you know, that's going to get you a one-game suspension.
Yeah.
So I would just, you know what I would like? I think Oprah needs to get both these guys on the show.
Oprah? She's the mediator.
Not me. I don't want to be in the middle of this spat. Because here's the thing, like, I don't want to either defend the, you know, I don't want to defend the Yankee. If the Yankee's really racist.
Right. Yeah.
Then
yeah,
he let him deal with the wrath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I just, there's something about baseball. You know, baseball just kind of polices itself.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's like siblings, mm-hmm. you know? Like, the other day, the kids were in the back seat, and they were like, Mom, Dad, and I said, you guys figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball kind of figures it out. Like, you saw what happened. The benches cleared, and if the benches didn't clear, I really do think that we were going to see Donaldson get hit by a pitch in that at bat. I think that mm-hmm. he was about to be drilled.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox weren't happy about it. The Yankees then were mad. And then Anderson, it was really interesting because Anderson came running into the fray from shortstop.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem that mad at first.
Yeah.
But then he started, you know, so once someone was holding him back, he mm-hmm. was really mad. And we see that all the time in sports.
Yeah.
I it's almost like the flopping in soccer. You know, the players roll around like they're dead, and then they miraculously rise. Like, I expect that a stretcher's going to come out. We're going to get, like, the helicopter come in. We're going to medevac them out, like, to the trauma center, and then they just rise up and they keep playing.
Yeah.
Like, in baseball and in the NBA, I think we do get a lot of players, a lot of tough guys who – end up going, hold me back, and they're not really there to fight.
Mm.
This, you know.
Interesting.
But I don't think this will be an ongoing problem. I don't think anybody's going to call Anderson Jackie ever again. But I also don't think Anderson should call himself Jackie. Like, you know what I mean?
Problems on both fronts.
Yeah.
But I mean, he has the right. He has the right to make that comparison. I mean, if there was a up-and-coming, you know, tennis player, female tennis player who happens to be black, and she makes a comparison of herself.
I'm Serena.
To, you know, I'm Serena.
I'm the next
I'm
Serena.
Venus.
That's fine.
And then, but, so you're saying that a person in that case does open themselves up to criticism from an opponent to kind of razz them and be like, oh, yeah, how about that, Venus?
I'm the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then you're not? Give me a break. You're going to get mocked.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I do think Anderson's a really good player, but he's not. And then here's the other thing. But, see, I think Jackie Robinson, you know, there's no other player in Major League Baseball where, you know, his uniform number is retired by every team.
Yeah.
And that every player and every coach wears his number on a day during the season forever in perpetuity.
Yeah.
There's no comparison to Jackie Robinson. And so that's where I have a little bit of an issue here with Anderson, because I'm going like, look, I think you can say, I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem with it if he said, I'm the next Hank Aaron. I'm the next Willie Mays. I'm the next, you know, I'm bringing fun back. I'm the say, hey, kid.
Yeah.
Not as big a problem. I think there is a sociological barrier there when you say you're the next Jackie Robinson, you know, next to, like, Jesus. Like, you can't say that. That's the next person that comes to mind after Jesus.
Wow.
You know
Jesus
what I mean?
Jesus and then Jackie
There's
Robinson.
There's Jesus and
Who's
Jackie.
Who's third on that list? I don't know.
It used to be Marcus Mariota, but he isn't playing so well.
Think Jesus would steal home?
I think Jesus would have his way around the ballpark. I'll take that foul ball, too, kid. All right, leave it here. You got the BFT statewide.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.